Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here with Ho-Ping Chen. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
Editor of the film Wet Season by Anthony Chen. I'm really glad to have finally have the chance to talk with an editor, because we always talk with directors and actors and producers. We never have like the view of an editor on a film. My first question is maybe a little bit obvious, but is how did you work with the director in terms of editing? How much was your input in the editing of the film, or his input?
Yeah, I tend to work with directors in general, especially with Anthony, to be a creative editor, that I don't like a director sitting behind my shoulder.
I say, do this, do that, cut this.
No, I never do that. Go out. Yeah, because you are the editing is really a second phase of writing
or film.
So it's very important to allow an editor to feel creative in terms of how he or she works, and they have the space to think and feel. Mm-hmm. So in order to have this, you have to be very comfortable with the person you work with. So they have to trust you. That's the most.
And do you think it's important for you to know the director's work before working with him?
Yeah, definitely. Have to watch their work, and then for me, it's really important to really like the work the director did before, so we are on the same phase. If I have the choice.
Yeah, of course. And you work with Anthony on his previous film.
Yes, I edited Iloilo.
Iloilo.
And also we met each other at film school in the UK, mm-hmm. at London National Film and Television School. So that's how we met. We had a master class or degree over there. And I was the editing course, he's directing course. So I'm from Taiwan, he's from Singapore. And Anthony is like 20 years younger than I am, but we became great pals, and we really worked really well together.
You know, the affinities doesn't have any age. It's not important.
Yeah, exactly.
Age in that.
Just like West.
I wanted to ask you, you were talking about creative editing, and you are a creative editor. Which are your boundaries? For your creativity when you edit.
Mm.
So because you can do your input, but then the final decision is not yours, of course, it's
no,
the director's
definitely.
One. How do you manage to balance this
yes,
two
that's
levels?
A very good question. For the first phase, of course, try to be truthful to the script and to what the director and the team has shot. So we try to make it work during the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if it works perfect, then of course I don't need to do any creative editing. Yeah, but most of the time, even for Anthony, he's very precise in filming. He always film what he wrote down. So, but you still, in the editing process, you still realize there's some pace or some things that they might not need to tell, actually. So. Mm-hmm. We will do some minor changes or deleting of the scenes, even, and for more details parts is like for West Season especially the main character, her performance is so delicate, and how to present this woman's the way she presents herself, the way she speaks, the way she walks, is all very particular. Mm-hmm. So we have to edit to this point, because like he shot 20 takes, because she walked the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Is there any kind of participation from your point of view before? During the shooting or before the preparation of the shooting, can you talk normally with directors in order to give your view before they start shooting?
Yes, I always got to read the earliest drafts of his films and many other directors' films as well. So that is great, because the editor is really a good judge for the story. Does that work, or that emotional flow? And is the character consistent? All the characters, they have to be consistent. Yeah. So it's I always got to give my feedback to the directors.
Personal, but direct question for you. In your job, how important is the rhythm, the narrative rhythm?
That's one of the most important things of the
and
film.
And do you have your personal one, or you adapt to the narrative of the film?
I would adapt to the narrative of the film, but I think my pace is pretty sharp and, precise. Yes. If you have seen Iloilo, or even this film, I think some people would say, oh, this cut is so quick, some of them maybe not used to it. Mm. But it's if I would say I had a personal thing, maybe this. But more important, it's not me, it's about the whole film and the director's style. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The film is linked to many specific peculiar shots, particular, like a hand, a piece of paper flying away, or like very tiny and precise and micro particular. Is this something that you could work with,
mm-hmm.
with him,
mm-hmm.
in the editing, or all those things were already written on the script, or something just came up while the shooting
was going on? Yes, you are very good at spotting this. All the shots were planned originally. It's only one shot throughout the whole film. It was one shot is pick up, is the paper flying away.
The yellow paper flying
yes.
away.
Yes. That's the only shot we did the shoot after we edited.
Uh-huh.
So
it's really meaningful. We cannot tell exactly what's happening in the film because of this piece of paper was like the beginning and the end of a secondary story in the film.
Then to fulfill this main character, her journey. Uh-huh.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot to Hope Inchant for having been with us, the editor of Wet Season by Anthony Chan. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.